Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you don't follow my writings, you probably missed some of the biggest news stories thus far this year. They didn't get much coverage in the regular American media. On Thursday, January 28, the London silver price fix was reported at 6% below what silver was trading for in the New York COMEX at the same time. A new system for setting the London silver price fix was adopted 10 months ago that would supposedly make it more technically driven, resistant to manipulation, comprehensive, and transparent. This was the 10th time over the past 10 months that the current system reported a silver price far outside current prices at which silver was trading elsewhere. Obviously, the new process failed. Last Friday, six mining companies resigned their membership in the London Metals Exchange, the world's largest market for industrial metals. Among those resigning were Rio Tinto, the world's second largest mining company, and a subsidiary of Cargill Inc., America's largest privately owned company. In my opinion, the failure of the silver price fix and the resignation of 10% of the LME Category 5 memberships are related. Since trading in the London markets may no longer reflect real-world activity, there is little need for companies to pay huge fees for such information. Perhaps even more important, officials at Deutsche Bank over the past few weeks have complained that the quantitative easing and zero interest rate policies implemented by governments to support financial markets are actually having the opposite impact. One report released by the bank said, quote, "This could mean more upside risk for high-yield credit spreads and more downside risk for equities over the coming months," unquote. Understand that Deutsche Bank, Germany's largest private bank, is a primary trading partner of the U.S. government. Its asset portfolio holds $75 trillion worth of derivatives contracts. This bank is one of Wall Street's most influential insiders. For Deutsche Bank to issue a statement attacking U.S. government financial policies is a huge warning sign that the economic news is about to get a whole lot worse. Keep up with the developments. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.